Grace and peace. Welcome to Ignite One Worship Center. God bless you. The Bible says that it is God that works in us or works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Philippians chapter number 2, I believe, verse number 19. We are so thankful and grateful to be here this morning, and we are just blessed by the grace of our Father and our Lord Jesus to rise again, amen, on this Sunday. It is the resurrection Sunday after the resurrection that we just celebrated. And I know that you had a blessed time in your ministries and in your places. And I pray for all those that decided to make a decision to trust Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that you would not go back, that you would continue to go forward. I want to read Chronicles 29, verse 10 through 12, as we get into the Word of God this morning. We thank God for those, amen, leaders, and my woman of God, my wife, amen, Prophetess Tracy, and those elders and ministers that support us, and those of you that support this ministry. We're praying for you, and we're thanking God for you and what he's doing in this season and in this time. Let's pray. I'll read the scripture, and we'll get right into the Word of God. Father, thank you this morning. You are so good. Your mercy endure to all generations. We honor you this morning, God, because it's new mercy we haven't seen. We thank you, Father, that you give us strength in our inner man. God, you cause us to rise, shine, give you glory. We have breath. Hallelujah. We live, move, and have our being in you. And we honor you today because we come to give you the glory that's due your name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for the Word of God that leads and guides us. Thank you for the Word of God that brings us joy. Hallelujah. Peace and constrains us in your will and by your love. We honor you and we magnify you. We pray, glory to God, for those families, friends, and ministry of God that is connected to us, and we're connected with them. We lift up our holy man and woman of God in the person of Bishop Jesse and Dr. Helene Giddings as they are worshiping and even God celebrating and blessing the people of God in this season. We honor you for where our feet are taking us and where the Spirit of God is leading us. Hallelujah. We honor you and we thank you today. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done, he is doing, and he will do because he has invested in me and you. So we are thankful for that and want to say, let's get into this word this morning. Chronicles 29, verse 10 through 12. This is just an hors d'oeuvre for you this morning to just, amen, bring you into the spirit realm, glory to God, for what God will release. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that's in heaven and in earth is yours. Glory to God. And thou art exalted as head above all. Verse number 12, both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, O God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. And I just, again, want to say that we have a responsibility as we've celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have a responsibility as the ecclesia, as the church, as the kingdom, amen, as believers. We have a responsibility now, amen, not to allow our faith and not to allow the excitement and the celebratory, amen, enthusiasm to go back to a mundane, excitable expression about the cross and what it really means to you and I. Glory to God. And so we've celebrated Holy Week. We celebrated the resurrection. And now we're coming to the fact that he is risen, that God exalted Jesus and gave him a name above every name. And I just want to encourage you today, amen, let's be intentional, kingdom family. Let's be intentional and consistent in looking up and living forward because of what Jesus, amen, done on the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. And his command to us as his disciples. He said in Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, if any man would come after me, let him take up his cross. Yeah. Amen. Deny himself and follow me. When we look at this come after, it's a whole thing going on there, but we don't have time to get it. But it's a whole thing going on there. When he says come after, it's talking about being made. It's talking about representing. It's talking about imitating. It's talking about walking in his steps. Amen. And displaying his nature and his character as a disciple that's following. Glory to God. And so we want to be sure that we are focused in, I believe, on three areas of life or spiritual living that we're going to be talking about for the next 3 weeks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is, watch this, after the resurrection, we should always strive to bring our faith into a greater dimension. Amen, in God. Hallelujah. So it's going to be our faith. It's going to be our fruitfulness. And then it's going to be his fullness. Yeah. Glory to God. And so this morning, we want to just jump into the first of that. And then we're going to deal with his fullness. His fullness. And I want to talk to you about dwelling in his fullness. Somebody type that, amen, in the chat. Amen. Dwelling in his fullness. And I'll read to you two scriptures, amen, and we'll get right into the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 9 and 10, and then we'll go back and pick up Hebrews. Glory to God. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 9, verse 10, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Yeah, glory to God. That's Colossians 2, 9, 10. Let me grab John 1:16. And of his fullness, we have all received grace for grace. Hey, I hear you. Come on, let me grab Colossians then, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. For it pleased the Father that all the fullness should dwell in him. And then it talks about having made peace through the blood. Yeah. Glory to God, of his cross. And by him, he reconciled all things to himself. Amen. Whether they be of earth or all things in heaven. So we're talking this morning about his fullness, dwelling in his fullness. And here it is now. We just finished celebrating the fact that he resurrected. Glory to God. He resurrected and he is risen and the grave is empty and the victory is ours. Hallelujah. So watch it, please. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Therefore, here it is now. He resurrected. So this is what we ought to take reference in. Therefore, since we have a high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast firmly to the faith we possess, we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize, with our weaknesses. He didn't say don't act like you're not weak. Glory to God. He said if you are weak, declare that you're strong. Glory to God. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. King James says boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. It reminds me of Psalm David. David said, I'm young and now I'm old, but I never seen, glory to God, hallelujah, the righteous of God, his seed, begging bread. I didn't say the seed didn't need bread. I didn't even say the seed didn't want bread. But David said he never seen the righteous begging, glory to God, for bread, because we have a God that operates in a fullness that supplies all our need. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So listen now, we're dwelling in his fullness. And when we talk about fullness, family of God, we're talking about this word soba, this soba. And it is connected to a satisfying abundance and rich fulfillment. Yeah. Glory to God. Remember when he brought them out, amen, the scriptures say he brought them out into a wealthy place. Glory to God. It's connected to a satisfying abundance. It's connected to a rich fulfillment. When I look at fullness, I'm looking at the essence. I'm looking at the expression, and I'm looking at the enthronement of who Jesus is. Amen. Glory to God. While we are in him. Yeah. Amen. So when we say essence, family, we're talking about the nature. If you take the essence out of anything, it ceases to be whatever it's supposed to be. Glory to God. So we're talking about the nature of who he is. Yeah. Amen. His fullness, the essence, his nature, and then his expression. He is the express image, amen, of God. That's who Christ is. Glory to God. He is the invisible image of God. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's meaning we're talking about not only his nature, but now we're talking about his expression, his attributes, his character. Glory to God. So the essence, it hits his name, but then the expression, essence is his nature, excuse me, but his expression, the fullness of him in expression, it's his name, glory to God, and his anointing. That's why he is Christos, the anointed one, and his anointing. Yeah, glory to God. And then we talk about his enthronement in his fullness, his enthronement. It is the fact that Jesus, amen, is sitting in a place of authority and power, glory to God, on the throne of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. He operates from that place, glory to God. And then not only that, he has made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ. That's it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so when he is enthroned in our lives, amen, we can flow out of the fullness of his authority and his power. Watch it, please. The scripture said, and I read it to you, for it pleased the Father that in Christ all the fullness should dwell. Woo. All the satisfying abundance, all the rich fulfillment, all the nature, the essence, all the character, all the attributes, all of the expressions, all of the anointing, and all, amen, of the authority of God should dwell in Jesus. Ooh, my. Hallelujah. And we are in him. And that means we have access to all of that fullness. That ought to make somebody get happy right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For in Christ, glory to God, all the fullness of the Godhead, of the deity lives. Amen. In bodily form. Here it is, number 10 of verse, number 10 of Colossians chapter 2. And in Christ, here it is. King James says, you are complete. The NIV says, you have been brought to fullness. Woo, hallelujah. Yeah, you have been brought to fullness. And he is the head over every power and authority. Glory to God. Over every principality and power, over every power and authority. Yeah, amen. And so when we look at it, there's a reference to this word fullness being translated in the Greek as the implication where it implies that there's a completeness and there's a perfection in the fullness that flows out of dwelling in him. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. So in Christ, I just read it. Amen. We have been brought to fullness. We have been brought to fullness. And the first thing that we need to understand, here it is. Let me read it again. Amen. NIV. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. The deity is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the triune God. Amen. All that God is, amen. All that God has, glory to God. All that God will be, glory to God. Yeah, amen. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is head over every power and authority. Yeah, so watch it now. The first thing to understand when we're talking about dwelling in his fullness or in the fullness of Christ is the fact that, watch this, it's a fullness of heaven's power and authority. Woo, shama, glory to God. It's a fullness of heaven's power and authority that you and I have access to, amen, while we are in Christ. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:3. Get it, please. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Wow. In heavenly places in Christ, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. In heavenly places, in Christ, in the place of his fullness, where he has complete authority and power, glory to God, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. In heavenly places, in Christ, where we're in contact with God. And Christ, yeah, glory to God, is our mediator. Our advocate, glory to God, our go-between, yeah, glory to God, hallelujah, our intercessor, yeah, God, who so my, glory to God, hallelujah. Hey, we're blessed, amen, in that place of all spiritual blessings. So watch it now, 1 Peter 3:1-3:4 says it like this, as his divine power has given us all things, yep, that pertain to life, and godliness, that through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which having been given to us exceeding great precious promises, that through these, here it is, you might be partakers of the divine nature. Watch it now, because we're tapping into his fullness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we're talking about his fullness as his nature, his essence. Yeah. Amen. His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is, glory to God, in the world through lust. So watch it now. The whole key, family, is that as we are dwelling in his fullness, It takes grace being at work. For us, watch this, for us to even see what we have in him. Yeah, glory to God. We have to humble ourselves and submit to his place and his authority while we're in him to even really see and experience all that Christ has done, he is doing, and he will do for you and me. God give grace to the humble, James chapter number 4, amen, glory to God. And then Romans 5, the Bible says that because of his justified reason, glory to God, hey, Shammah, his justified reason for being our sacrifice, we have access to a grace that we can stand in. Oh my God, are you feeling that? Glory to God. Now watch it, please. We dwell in the place in Christ. And in Christ, in dwelling in him, we find the fact that me, you and I, amen, we are dwelling in a place where all of his riches reside. Woo. Watch this. All of his riches reside. And because all of his riches, the essence and the expression and the enthronement, glory to God, of who he is, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Did you get it? Glory to God. Somebody shout, I'm blessed. Put it in, glory to God, the chat. I'm blessed because, hallelujah, of where I sit. Glory to God. The Bible says he made us to sit. Glory to God. Let's keep going. Amen. Ephesians, watch it now. Ephesians, glory to God. Ephesians, let's read 3:16 through 19. Here it is. I pray that out of the glorious riches, his riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner man. King James said, be strengthened with might in your inner man. Or when we talk about your inner man, we're talking about the heart of who, glory to God, he is in you, and the heart of who you are in him. Yeah, amen. So that, watch it, so that Christ may dwell, here's the word, in your heart through faith. And I pray, Paul praying, that you being rooted and grounded in love, established in love, I may, watch this, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people. It says with the family of God in King James. Yeah, amen. To grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. To know the depth. Yeah, King James said to know the depth of his love. How long, how wide, how high, how deep is his love. 19. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you might be filled, here it is, to the measure of all the fullness of God. Woo, man, hallelujah. So you got to get it, because when we talk about dwelling in his fullness, we are able to be filled with all the fullness of God, family. Watch this, but it's according to the depth. Watch this, the depth of your fullness come from the depth of your knowledge of his love. Hallelujah. Yeah, the depth of your fullness in him comes from the knowledge of his love for you. It is he that has loved us. Glory to God. He loved us first. Yeah, glory to God. He loved us first. So it's the fullness of the depth of your knowledge of his love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For you. Hallelujah. And when you know he loves you, nothing can make you empty. Woo, Shammah, glory to God. Yeah, amen. When you know he loves you, you won't let condemnation and guilt, glory to God. Hey, my shay, hallelujah. Amen. And fear control your life. When you know the depth of his love, you understand there's a fullness that you can tap into. Glory to God. That comes out of the richness of his nature inside of you. If you're saved, if you're a believer, if you're, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, amen, glory to God. So watch it, please. We're getting there. So you got to know about the depth of your fullness come from the depth of your knowledge of his love. Watch it, please. And the thing that arouses and awakens the depth of the knowledge of your love is really understanding the debt, glory, the debt he paid for you, amen, and for your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. So watch it now. Within that, then we talk about being filled with all the fullness of God, because we have access to that as we dwell in his fullness in our place in Christ. I hope that you're, amen, getting this. Amen. This sound, glory to God, spiritual teaching this morning, because we have a responsibility now, glory to God, watch this, to keep our faith resurrected, glory to God, to tap into our fruit that can be resurrected, and to tap into the fullness of his life as the resurrected Savior, amen, and dwell in that fullness, glory to God, hallelujah, so that we're going to, watch this, we're going to stay up all the way to next resurrection. We're not going to get up to, amen, when it comes around. Okay, here we go. Amen. So being filled with all the fullness of God, family, it is about, watch this, receiving something by seeking something. When we look at Ephesians, again, we're in chapter 3. If we go back, and I won't, but I'll just give it to you. If we go back up around verse number 14 or 15, Paul starts out like this. He said, I bow my knees to the Father in heaven. Yeah, glory to God, to the Father in heaven. And then he has a goal, he has a purpose, glory to God, for the reason that he is humbling himself in that particular place, glory to God, hallelujah. And watch it, and the result of that flows from verse 14 all the way down around verse 19. And the goal of it is that through his seeking, glory to God, hallelujah, he is experiencing and receiving the richness of God's glory that flows out of his fullness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So watch it, please. With that understanding that we can experience the richness of the glory that flows out of the fullness of God, or the fullness of Christ, glory to God, when we dwell in his fullness, then watch it, please. According to Philippians 4:19, amen, and God shall supply all of your need out of his what? Riches and glory. Did you just catch that? The same place, glory to God, from where God supply all our need, glory to God, by his riches and glory, is the same place that flows out of his fullness. Yeah, I must say, that's why we dwell in his fullness. Hallelujah. I didn't say visit, I said we dwell. See, it has always been God's mindset that he's going to dwell with his people. He starts out in Genesis, glory to God, making sure that he's coming to see, amen, Adam and Eve, and dwelling with them every day, amen, glory to God, at the cool of the day. He's dwelling with them, glory to God, hallelujah. And then when he called the people out of bondage, amen, after 430 years, glory, his desire was to make sure he dwelt with them, glory to God. And they started out with the tent, and they went to the tabernacle. But it was all about God dwelling with them, hallelujah, because he never shows up just to visit. Anytime he come in, glory to God, God wants to move in, not just be in. Glory to God. He wants to be, amen, hallelujah, the landlord, not the lessee. Glory to God in your life. Hallelujah. And God is saying, to us that out of the dwelling of his fullness, there's a flow of richness and satisfying grace and sanctifying grace and significant grace and supernatural grace, glory to God, that causes you and I, hallelujah, to operate, hallelujah, in a place where we're fulfilled. Wow. So being filled with the fullness of God, number one, you have to make sure that you understand it's about receiving something by seeking something. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Glory to God. Seek ye first, yeah, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things shall be added. I said, I taught it, I'll say it again. Things in the kingdom are at a dimension of where your faith is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Number two, watch this. He said that you would be strengthened with might in your inner man. Yeah, that's how you make sure you're in the place of receiving and dwelling in the fullness. You're seeking, you're receiving something by seeking something. And then next, you are being sure you're being strengthened with might in your inner man, in your heart. Amen. It's all about your spirit. It's about the spirit of the living God doing a work in you. Wow. Watch this, please. And you must yield in order to be filled. Wow. In verse 17 of that same of Ephesians 3, he says this, Jesus wants to dwell in your hearts through faith out of the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Wow. We can pick it up even in Revelations. Watch this, 21:3. It says that the tabernacle of God is with men. He wants to dwell. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Wow. Glory to God. And then number three, y'all, is this. You have to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. You got to be rooted and what? Grounded in the love of God. Hallelujah. The NIV says established, but it's just rooted and grounded in the love of God. And understand the depth of your love will affect the depth of his fullness in you. Hallelujah. The depth of your love for him will affect the depth of his fullness in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. And of his fullness, John 1:16, and of his fullness, we have all received grace for grace, or grace upon grace, or it's double grace. It's what? It's double. Yeah, it's double grace. Oh my God. Dwelling in his fullness can bring us to a place of double grace. Okay, here it is. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Dwelling in his fullness can bring us into a place of double grace. Glory to God. And may I suggest to you, here it is. May I suggest to you that this place of double grace, watch this now, and his fullness is a feeling. Yeah, it's a feeling. It's a feeling. And the feeling is how you get full. This place of double grace and the dwelling in its fullness is a feeling. And the feeling is how you get full. I didn't say it was a F-E-E-L-I-N-G. I'm talking about a F-I-L-L-I-N-G. It's a feeling. Glory to God. And that's how you get full. Because you're dwelling in his fullness, and all of his fullness, we have received grace for grace. Wow. So watch it now. It's the fullness of a double grace. Yep. The fullness of a double grace. What is the double grace? It's the fullness of a grace. Watch this. That's an indwelling grace. And then it's an infilling grace at the same time. Hallelujah. It's an indwelling and it's an infilling. It's a double grace. Again, and of his fullness, we have received what? Grace, yeah, for grace. It pleased the Father that all the fullness should dwell in him. And of his fullness, we receive grace for grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And it's of his fullness, we receive grace for grace. It's an infilling and it's an indwelling. It's an indwelling. Yeah. Glory to God. So watch it now. Because it's a double grace, it's a grace that releases faith to receive. And then it's a grace that releases faith to believe. It's a double grace. I shall go because of the fullness. It's a grace. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a grace that gives you faith in how to live. But then it becomes a grace that gives you faith in how to give. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a grace. It's a grace. The fullness of it is a grace. Watch this. That teaches you how to sow and a grace that teaches you when it's time to reap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a grace. It's a grace. Watch this. It's a grace that causes you to understand you got to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Then it's a grace that causes you to understand that God works in you through faith and trust. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's grace. It's a double grace. It's a double grace. It's a grace, hallelujah, that allows you to receive salvation, but be not satisfied. Glory to God, until you get to your transformation. It's a double grace. It's a double grace. It's a double grace. It's a double grace. Glory to God. Psalm 16:11, in his presence. Watch this. If the fullness of joy and at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Watch this. It's a grace. It's a grace for joy, and it's a joy that's unspeakable, watch this, and full of glory for one grace. But then there's a double grace, glory to God, watch this, that joy, it's a joy that speaks it's for itself, and it tells its story. So one grace is unspeakable joy, glory to God, and another grace is a joy that speaks for itself to tell its glory. Glory to God. And that's how we get to the fact that the saints of old said, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. So it is his fullness. It's pleroma. It's a spiritual feeling. Plural spirit. It's a spiritual feeling. Watch this. And the concept and the key is this, that when we talk about his fullness, we've all received grace for grace. It's talking about the fact, watch this, that word fullness is indicative of that which is put in to be filled up. Let me say it again. That which is put in to be filled up. It's an indwelling and an infilling. That which is put in to be filled up. That which is put in to be filled up. Okay. Let me see if I can help you. This is how the Holy Spirit gave it to me. And as I was looking at this indwelling and this infilling, and all of a sudden I had a flash. Of pulling up to the gas station. Okay, so watch it now. I'm pulling up to the gas station, and when you pull up, you're sitting at the pump. You're in the right place. Watch this. You're in the right place, and you have that opportunity to fill up. But you got to participate in the process. Ooh, shakamando. Somebody get excited about that. Hallelujah. I'm participating in the process. You're in the right place, but you got an opportunity to fill up, but in order to fill up, you got to participate in the process. Here it is. So watch it now. Me sitting at the pump does nothing for me getting my gas. Mm-mm. Because the pump ain't gonna pump it until I, you got it. Okay, here it is. So watch it now. So what about this? Think about it like this. So you need a fill up. You need a fill up. You need some gas. Glory to God. And I know every time everybody don't go to the pump to fill up, but you do. Watch this. You do go to the pump to get a refill to keep you going until you get to your next destination, even if you don't fill up. Mm, glory to God. So watch it, please. So even today, this evening, when you get out of church and you're going somewhere and you go to the pump, even if you go to the pump and there's a big red sign up, watch this, that says already paid for. The sign says already paid for. You still don't fill up. If you don't participate. Okay. Okay. Watch this. It says already paid for, but you still need an infilling and an indwelling experience to get full. What do you mean, Apostle? Help me, please. I'm glad you asked me. I will. You go to the pump. It says already paid for. Now, it depends on how we're wired. Some of us, we're jumping out right quick. Glory to God. We're like, whoa, praise God. What a blessing. You're looking at other people. Hey, is this true? Is that true? Is it already paid for? You see other people filling up. They're like, yeah. And some of you in the car like, no, this is a trick. I ain't never seen. I'm going to another gas. Okay, I'm just saying. Amen. Okay, so watch it, please. Watch it. Let me get back on track. So you're there. It's you pull up. It says already paid for. Watch it now. Already paid for. And you need a fill up. You pull into the gas station. Amen. And you're at the pump. So watch it, please. I need you to understand now, whether it's virtual church or whether it's physical church, the place where you worship is your place to fill up. Okay. So now, let me just go ahead and cut through the chase. So in case I don't get there, I need to tell you, how many times have you had the opportunity to fill up when you've been in the place and all you did was just pull up? Okay. Mm. Ooh, that was good. Glory to God. So watch it. See, it says already paid for. Now watch it, please. Jesus already paid the price for us to dwell in his fullness. Mm. Glory to God. That's pulling up to the pump. That's coming to church. Glory to God. But there's a transaction that got to take place. Watch this. The transaction becomes the approval process for you to receive what you pull up for. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why you can't be up in the place where you pulled up the fill up and won't even participate. That's why you can't be in the place that you pull up the fill up and then you won't lift your hands. That's why you can't be in the place, amen, till you pull up the fill up and you won't open your mouth, because the transaction begins, watch this, with you. Good God Almighty, teach this thing, Apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that's the transaction, and that approves, watch this, it's the approval for you to receive what you pulled up for. But get it, please, because it's an indwelling and then it's an infilling. So watch it, please. if you get to the point where the transaction has been approved, then you still must take the gas nozzle out and put it in the gas tank. The gas nozzle is the indwelling, and the gas coming from the gas pump into the gas tank is the infilling. So please get this. Please get this. Watch this. There is a prerequisite for the infilling. You must appropriate it through the indwelling. In other words, to dwell in his fullness, you got to make sure you're in Christ. Wow. Okay, so watch it now. You get to that point. You get to that point. The transaction has been approved. Glory to God. You take the nozzle. Glory to God. Then you put it in the tank, and you're ready for the infilling. Please get this. You still have a choice of your desired octane. Oh, my God. Is it going to be 87, 89? 91 or 93 or ethanol. So please get this. So now you're in the place, you're in the church, you pulled up to the pump. Glory to God. You're in the spot where you must participate in the transaction. Glory to God. And now you're into whatever the Spirit of God is doing inside of the church for the fill up to come. Then you still choose, watch this, not really your outtake, your octane, but your outcome. How, glory to God, how much of the Holy Spirit do you want? How much of God do you want to touch your life? How much of your own life you want to give up? How much of the Spirit you want to be filled with? Glory to God. Because watch it, I came because I came with the knowledge of knowing that in order to get to my next destination, I need a fill up or I need a refill until I can get a fill up. Wow. You choose in the natural your octane, but in the spirit, you choose your outcome. So dwelling in his fullness. So dwelling in his fullness is dwelling in his presence, is dwelling in his joy, is dwelling in his peace, is dwelling in the spirit, is dwelling in a place of your inheritance. Wow. Glory to God. Please hear me, saints. Our wholeness comes from his fullness. Glory. It's grace upon grace. Our forgiveness flows out of his fullness. It's grace upon grace. Our brokenness, Yakabal say, hallelujah, comes out of his fullness. Wow. Hallelujah. Dwelling in his fullness. Are you pulling up to the pump and leaving at the same level? Ooh. Glory to God. See, we got to stop putting the responsibility on the worship leader and on the pastor and on the church. We pull up to the pump. We have a responsibility to start the transaction. Why? Watch it. Cause. In the natural, you got to pay every time. But in the spirit, it's already paid for. Glory to God. I feel like jumping. Hallelujah. Okay. I gotta go. But let me give you this before I go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me give you this. I gotta go. I'm just gonna read scripture to you. Hallelujah. I'm just gonna read scripture to you because we're talking about dwelling in his fullness. Dwelling in his fullness. And it's the fact, family, that the resurrection already happened over 2,000 years ago, and we just celebrated it last Sunday. Let's not let our light go down in them. Let's not let our life go down in them. Let's keep looking up and living forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this, with a resurrection celebrated state of mindset to keep lifting Jesus up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this without the eggs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, here it is. I gotta go. We're dwelling in his fullness and the depth of your knowledge of his love will affect the depth of his fullness in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every scripture I read today, if you go back and read them again, you'll get a revelation from the Holy Ghost that you didn't get while I'm teaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So here we go, please. I just want to read this to you. Watch this, please. Romans chapter number 8. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Here it is, please watch this. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, who he predestined, them he also called. And whom he called, them he justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Watch it now. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I want you to notice the first mention of the word who. I want you to get it now. The first mention of the word who is connected to the fact of this statement. Watch this. This statement of if God be for us, who can be against us? So watch it now, because when we deal with if, glory to God, in scripture, it either falls on one or two sides. It falls on the side of darkness and doubt and demonic interference, or it falls on the side of it falls on the side of the Spirit of God, and it's not doubt. Oh, the devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah. It's not doubt, it's development. So here it is. It's not doubt, it's development, and it's trust. So watch it, please. So the first mention of who can be against us is connected to if God is for us. So one if, again, on the darkness, and then another on the light, that if is a satanic if. And the satanic if is always connected, watch this, to ignorance and fear. But we're not focused on the if. We need the revelation of the who. Because the who, watch it please, the who will always accentuate the if. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So watch it please. So if God be for us, who can be against us? Watch this. And then here it is, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? So you got the satanic if that always deal with ignorance and fear, but then you got the sovereign if it always deal with inspiration and faith. So who can be against us? Now, verse 32, we're dealing with inspiration and faith. That's going to cancel out any kind of demonic connection to the if God be for us. Because we're talking about through inspiration and faith, God is for us. So who can be against us? You got it? Glory to God. So he says he freely, amen, gave us his son, amen, and we get all things. But 33, who shall lay anything against the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. Also, watch this, who make intercession for us. Wow. And I love 35. Here it is. Who shall separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress? I need you to get it now. He said, who shall do it? And then he began to name some things. Now, if you miss the revelation, you'll look at this as a transition. Watch it, please. Who shall separate us from the love of God? And then he said, shall tribulation. You'll be looking at tribulation like it's not a who, it's a what. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. You got it. Watch it, please, because we're dealing with this thing, and we're still talking about flowing in the fullness, glory to God, of dwelling in his fullness. So I want to stop you right there, and let me give you this. I need you to notice, again, the first time the word who comes is connected to the if God be for us. And I just revelated you that there's two kind of ifs. It's a satanic if, and then there's a sovereign if. The satanic if always deals with glory to God. It always deal with ignorance and fear, and then the sovereign if always deal with inspiration and faith. Glory to God. So when Paul says, if God be for us, it's not a statement, hallelujah, that's going against God being for us. It is a statement that says, by inspiration and faith, God is for us. Therefore, next is, can't nobody be against us. Somebody get that right there. Glory to God. So I noticed in 33, 34, and 35 is who. Here it is. Watch this. But here's the thing. I want you to get it. Who is not a what? Because who is not a person? Who is not an event? Who is not a circumstance? Who is not a trial or a tribulation? Here, please get this. Who will always show up as a spirit? Oh my. See, watch it. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Watch it now. He didn't say what shall separate us. He said who. Watch this. Shall tribulation show up as a spirit? Distress show up as a spirit? Persecution show up as a spirit? Famine show up as a spirit? Nakedness show up? You got it. It's a spirit. Wow. It's a spirit. Please don't miss that revelation. Who is a spirit? Glory to God. So please get this. The next time the enemy get in your life and everything starts to go wrong and you start to be in conflict and contention and you start to, amen, be in doubt and depression and desperation, don't be looking at what, start trying to ask God for the who. Where's the spirit coming from? Glory to God. Here it is. I love Apostle Paul's response. To the who. He says, watch this. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded. There it is. Now we're talking about watch this, another dimension of the who in the ignorance, amen, and in the fear. Shall, watch it. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, who, spirit, shall be able to separate us from the love of God That's in Christ Jesus. That's in the dwelling place of our fullness. Hallelujah. That's in the place of his enthronement, where the scripture says he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints of God. He's our advocate. Hallelujah. We dwell in his fullness. And of his fullness, God has released grace upon grace. Hallelujah. Woo, Shammah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My, hallelujah. I need you to, amen, give God a glory. Give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. Let's, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank him and honor him for the releasing of the word of God and dwelling in his fullness on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the fullness of your grace. If I had the band with me, glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll be right there. In the fullness of your grace. Yeah. In the power of your name, we lift you up. Lift you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I pray you receive the word of God. I pray, amen, if you're not saved, glory to God, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, glory to God, you can, amen, give your heart to him today by simply, amen, repenting of your sins, confessing that he is Lord, amen, and surrendering your heart to him. It's just that simple. Father, forgive me. I've sinned against you and have sinned against heaven, but I believe and I receive Jesus as your son. Save me. Come into my life. Come into my heart. And I confess with my mouth and believe, glory to God, by the Spirit of God, that you are indwelling me in order to infill me from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's it right there. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer, amen, contact us. Glory to God. Inbox us. Let us know that you, amen, decided today that you're going to dwell in his fullness. You may have to rededicate, repent, amen, renew your faith. We want to know because we want to walk with you from beginning to end. Let's get ready to give an offering, amen, today as well, amen, as a part of this worship experience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get it in your hand. Get out your phone. Amen. Get ready to give by way, amen, Cash App, give by way, amen, of text. You can give by way, amen, of our website as well. Hallelujah. Ignite, $Ignite1 is the Cash App. We are so thankful and grateful for you giving, amen, and we receiving your seed. It's good ground. It's good ground. We know it's good ground. God is doing great things. Hallelujah. And we want you to be a part of that. So thank you for your giving. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we love the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining Ignite One Worship Center. This is Alpharetta, Georgia. We got great news coming for you. Amen. Stay tuned. Amen. We want to make sure that we show and share that your seed is going in the good ground as we move forward in the grace upon grace. In Jesus' name, be blessed.